much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Base is loaded, bottom of the ninth. Are you gonna step up?
Oh, yeah. Because it's winning time, you magnificent son of a bitch. You go in there and show them. Make mommy proud of her big boy because he's the best.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
All right, 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number.
You know what I'm talking about? Sounds like you're hoarding.
Well, whenever the urge hits me to take care of some business, I will, you know.
Right.
Just like something come over you like.
And now,
paid for by Perot 96,
our feature presentation.
Wow, he's still paying for stuff. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 13th of August.
It might be time to clean out the sound files.
Possible.
If I still have paid for by Pro 96 available to me. It seems unlikely I'll be using it. Very weird thing happened in here about 10 minutes ago. I looked up and I had a cat sitting on my control board.
Your cat?
I don't have a cat.
Okay.
That was the surprise.
Okay, all
that
right.
That was the surprise. And he seemed very comfortable to just stroll in and just jump.
Oh,
jump,
was that him?
There
that
it was.
Him?
We
that
heard
was
it.
Him. Yep, that was him. I don't know
get
where
him,
he is.
Get him, get him!
I don't know where he is now, but he just came in like he owned the damn place and just jumped up and just started hanging out. Just started.
Wait, you're telling me that a cat has the attitude that he owns the place?
Yes!
That's insane!
It was shocking. I'm like, I mean, I'm always happy to see an animal, but I don't know who he is or whose he is. He seems like he's in good shape, and he's just been hanging out for the last 10 minutes.
Just take care of it like you do the birds.
Just
the other animals.
Don't say that.
Rooster. Same thing.
No tag or anything? No collar?
Nope. No tag, no collar.
Well, check if now. He's chipped. Did you use one of your chip detectors?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I mean, I do, I'm in Seattle right now, and mm-hmm. I do have the doors open to the beach. Mm-hmm. And I have had squirrels come in here. I've had bats come in here. I've had raccoons come in here. I've seen a lot of wildlife through the doors.
It's weird that you can't close the door. You only have one that just stays open.
Just stays open. Just pops
open.
That
is rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
true. It's unusual. I don't know. I kind of like the randomness of not knowing whether I'm going to have a bear at work today.
Isn't there enough randomness in life? You don't need to court it.
But isn't it kind of a bonus to just all of a sudden have a cat?
No,
like, never.
No.
Judson, you hear me? Right?
I love my
if
cat.
If it was a dog, absolutely.
Cats are
what if you looked up and there was a puppy?
Right?
That would be rad.
So much better.
Well,
than
he's
a
on
cat.
Pace. I mean, he's had everything else.
It's true.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I love cats, and I wish I could have a cat, but I don't think Linus would get along with one. But just the fact that it's just, I don't know, it just seemed like a gift from the universe today to just, I'll tweet out a picture in a minute after this. Mm-hmm. But it was just, I don't know, I just thought it was sweet. Very rarely do I come in here happy, you guys.
I assume the neighbors hated that cat, and it going was a gift from the universe as well.
No, I don't think that's the case at all.
Go to Radio Man. Just gotta get out of my house.
I think
I'm tired of you.
I think it's probably
he takes all pets.
I think what is that?
Now you tell
it's
us.
Driving a tractor now.
That's a seaplane.
I mean, honestly, you could close the door.
A man on his buoy strikes again.
I know Allie was kidding and all, but you could close the door.
I know, but yeah. Again, it's the thrill of the unknown.
No,
at
but
this
not
point.
For us, it isn't.
I just, it's fun, you guys.
Not for us, it isn't.
But how is it not fun for you?
Hearing
I said,
a seaplane?
How is it not fun for you?
Are you piloting the seaplane?
I'm not. Why won't he land?
He's circling. He's rescuing off the buoy from
he's
yesterday.
He's looking for the cat.
My cat is down there somewhere. Someone help
I've
me.
I've got to find the cat. It has all my secrets.
I wonder if a guy's just going to show up at the door going, pardon me, I know this is unusual, but has anyone seen a cat?
Or you look up, he's on your deck.
I'm just going door to door.
What does this button do? Sir, please. What's happening? Gotta leave.
A lot of excitement for this time of the morning. All right, do we have time for a thing or no?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we can just cut this off whenever. You'll get the gist. Allie, I know you saw this story yesterday, and you are equally obsessed with TV Man as I am.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell is going on with TV Man? Here's the story from the news in Virginia.
He's committed to his trade.
No need to adjust that dial. You are, in fact, seeing a person with a TV set on their head, laying an older set on someone's front porch, and just walking off.
I mean, essentially, that's the whole story.
Okay. Which is the weird part.
Yeah.
Is that there's no more than that.
There's no more than that. It's just a guy who's got a television set on his head, leaving a television set on a porch.
Now, when kids were younger, the TV sets were a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They weren't the flat screens.
Well, they weren't
that you
flat,
have today.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. You'll be stunned to find out how many TVs this man has left around the neighborhood.
He wants to be known as the TV Santa Claus.
Oh, you thought there was just one, Kevin?
No.
Oh, when you said Wade, I thought maybe you thought...
No, I was. That was my only question was how many does he have and where is he getting them from?
You're going to find out.
I don't know.
The bizarre discovery happened Sunday morning in Henrico's Hampshire neighborhood. Outdated boxes were found at more than 50 homes.
We got an old tube style TV, 13-inch.
I thought my son brought it home, but apparently not. They had way too much time on their hands if they had all these TVs and spread them out over, you know, all over the neighborhood.
Henrico police are tuned in to the situation.
Okay. All right.
See, they're tuned in because they're paying attention.
Tuned in.
And also, you tune in a TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They have security camera video like this from multiple neighbors, but think it's only a prank targeting no one in particular.
At most, this seems to be more of an inconvenience to the community.
Officers and county workers spent Sunday morning picking up the old units and hauling them away.
The police did a great job coming up and collecting them all.
Yeah, it was real hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was difficult police work for them to walk up and pick up a 13-inch TV and take it away. By the way, I would not consider it an inconvenience. Look, I just had a cat walk into my studio. I'd be happy to wake up in the morning and find a free TV on my porch.
I don't think you would because you wouldn't use it.
It would also be dropped off by a guy with a cat on his head. So keep that detail in mind as well.
This is the second time the TV set mystery played out in Glen Allen. The same thing happened in a different neighborhood last August.
Oh.
Timing that's not lost on some.
I think it's just a prank. Some college students who are just bored.
It's summer and people are getting ready to go back to school. Maybe TV Man was, he was just ready to strike to put a little humor into our lives.
In the absence of knowing the brains inside the box.
I don't know, what is he trying to prove?
These homeowners left only to guess at what it all means.
By the way, over 50 TV sets. Left
that's
in the neighborhood.
Crazy.
Over 50.
Yeah, I especially love that they're calling him TV Man.
TV Man.
He asks is that he's called TV Santa Claus. That's all he asks. He's not charging anybody. He just wants to be known by TV Santa Claus.
That's what the guy theorized, yes. So TV Man, what do you suppose it's all about?
I don't know. It's especially more odd that it happened a year ago in August.
Mm-hmm.
And also that he has such a plethora of TVs to give out. Like you'd think it's like a junkyard or an electronic shop. I mean, I don't mean
pawn
to be a real detective here, but that's, I mean...
You did put on the hat, right?
Yeah,
you
did. True.
It's, I mean, I don't want to state the obvious here, but it's a lot of TVs to have access to.
And that's tough to argue with.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All!
It's a lot of TVs. What does the cat think?
He has not commented yet.
I see.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Well, let's see. First of all, now... And then the other thing I really wanted to say was, no.
Comedian Joel McHale will join us today.
Yeah. Love Joel.
He has a new special called Live from Pyongyang, which is not taped anywhere near Pyongyang.
No, that was the one thing you knew was going to be the case with that special.
Mama Mugs.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa.
Why?
Talking Dodgers. Now,
everything's going so well.
Beer Mug, I believe, is at the end of his rope with Mama Mugs. Like, he can't even fathom watching another game with her.
Why can't she enjoy this season? That's the real question.
She's a miserable human being.
But it's literally, it's being set up as maybe the franchise's greatest season.
She always, always finds something wrong. Hmm. Always.
You guys forget that when the Dodgers are down by a run, she turns it off.
Yeah.
So she misses any comeback that they have.
And which has been the whole season, pretty much.
She's missed all 10 walk-offs this year.
Oh, my.
Didn't they win again last night?
They did not.
They
play.
Didn't play. Travel.
Oh, did play. Yeah. Okay.
She'll still be upset because they didn't travel.
They traveled
well.
Too yeah. slow. Yeah.
Well, yesterday another day where they didn't win, guys.
So we're going to talk to her today. We have Dave, the King of Mexico, who wants to know if it's okay to go see kids' movies alone.
Well, Detective Pikachu over there says yes.
Sure, Pikachu, please.
Your friend hid. Your fiance hid the ring. That's what. This is a thing going around where people have to ask somebody to marry him, and they think, "Hey, you know what? I'm gonna hide the ring. This is gonna be great.
I'm gonna make you work for it.
They're gonna discover it, not see it coming, and it usually doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you go through a scavenger hunt in order to get proposed to.
Seems like a little too much work.
It does.
And also the Kevin's Party Bus to Vegas singles party. We're going to continue giving you some of the highlights of people that are sending in their videos. Mm. And you can do that at krock.com as well. We'll take a break. And 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Tenacious D put up a video yesterday, maybe the day before, of their current tour right now that includes their visit to Third Man Records with Jack White. And it's super funny. You guys ought to check it out. It's about 15 minutes long or so. If you love the D like we do, and they did record a song at Jack White.
Do you mind just saying Tenacious D?
Yeah.
They call it D. I know.
I'm aware.
They recorded a song together at Jack White's house. So it's going to be exciting when we finally get a chance to hear that. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening on this Tuesday?
Well, Alex Rodriguez, what a rough night for him. He had $500,000 worth of jewelry and electronics stolen from its ESPN rental car. This happened in San Francisco while he was having a post-game dinner with the production crew. It's very bizarre. A thief broke into the vehicle sometime between 9 and 11 p.m. on Sunday night while it was parked about three blocks from Oracle Park and made off with his camera, his laptop, jewelry, and a bag. But a rep for A-Rod said the value of the item stolen was grossly exaggerated. I'm hoping, because if you left $500,000 worth of stuff in a car, you deserve to be A-robbed. Get it? Because his name is A-Rod.
Get out.
Okay.
Nope.
But Siri, you don't deserve to have someone break into your car.
But who carries $500,000 around?
Yeah, it's also dumb.
Like, let me take off these four Rolexes and just put them right here in my little compartment that people can see.
I mean, at least for the jewelry, you leave that in a safe in your hotel. I understand if you need to have your laptop with you because you're working, but there's no reason to have all that other stuff available for somebody to steal, right?
I wouldn't think so. It's pretty insane. Also insane, Drake, what are you doing? What is happening? So he beat the Beatles record for number of charted songs on the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10. He has 35. The Beatles has, they have 34. So instead of, you know, being like, wow, what an honor this is. The Beatles were this huge, iconic band. And the fact that I could have more hits than them right now, that's incredible. Nope. Instead, he took the iconic Abbey Road album cover, got that tattooed on him with all four Beatles walking across the street, but him right in front. Here I am right in front of the Beatles because I'm leading the way. I beat these suckers, these four limeys. I got them. What a D-bag. What a cocky D-bag move.
Look,
I love him.
First of all, it's apples to oranges the way the charts are put together now. There's no comparison what Drake does now in the streaming area with what the Beatles did back then. Okay, first of all. Second of all, even if you sell a lot of records, even if you're the most popular artist on Earth right now, you're still not the Beatles.
No.
Right? The Beatles are around in 100 years, Drake.
And
so
he didn't
slow your roll.
He didn't think about the fact that the majority of women he talks to, he'll have to explain who those four are. Like,
yes,
oh,
probably.
No, these were the Beatles.
Who are these white guys on your arm?
Exactly. It's like, listen, call me when you're 18.
Jensen, you love Drake.
I do.
You agree this is a douche move, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's who Drake is. He's the douchiest. That's part of his whole thing.
You don't think he meant it to be funny at all? Funny slash, I'm bragging.
He has two tattoos of Sade. Two tattoos of Sade's face. Like, he's just sort of that guy. I mean, he's, you know, he's an actor kid. He's a theater kid. He's a good rapper.
But the Sade thing, okay, I don't have any problem with that because maybe he's got a crush or whatever. He's just a huge fan. That's fine. But trying to say, hey, I'm better than the Beatles because I stream a lot of songs. You know what I mean? That to me.
Well, I think
like, know your place.
Yeah, he's just getting a tattoo based on his record that he broke.
Ooh, wow.
That's Drake, by the way. I don't know. I'm always a fan of when he's just the dweebiest human, and this is a good example.
Like when he wears big sweaters.
Yeah. Or like becomes fans of teams that are winning and hugs them after games. Like, I just like that stuff. It makes me laugh.
Okay.
Ali disapproves.
Well, you all know my feelings about Drake. Kind of like Kevin's feelings about Friends.
Wow.
Movie theaters across the U.S. will be showing select episodes of Friends this fall in honor of the iconic sitcom's 25th anniversary, Kevin. It's called Friends 25th, the one with the anniversary. That's funny.
I mean, right there, seriously.
Yeah.
It's happening. Shouldn't everybody hear that and just be out?
It's happening over 3 nights, if you want to just mark these nights down.
3 nights, okay.
September 23rd, 28th,
busy.
And October 2nd.
Ah, busy.
You can't make any of those
dates
to see Friends in the theater?
What a bummer.
We'll see if they could switch it up. What dates are you available?
Not from in the next 4 months.
Okay.
Really booked.
That is a bummer. Yeah. Well, 4 episodes will play beginning at 7 p.m. at over 1,000 movie theaters. A complete list of those theaters will be released August 16th. So
meow,
I'll have
meow, 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 meow.
The theme song still holds
up. Wow. Mm-hmm. I will update you with those theaters, Kevin.
That's
see
exciting.
If you could work something out with them for
Do
those
you guys
dates?
Really think there are people who listen,
yes, 100%.
I understand there are Friends fans. Yeah, I understand that. But getting in your car and driving to a theater is a lot for something that you can see on your TV.
They will do it.
As soon as those dates are released, these will sell out.
Yeah.
Because people will want to go with their, no pun intended, with their friends and just enjoy it and the novelty of seeing it on the big screen. They'll have
It'll
a blast.
Be like the first time they can see it on a big screen, I think. Right,
right? Ever, yeah.
It's Friends 25th, the one with the anniversary.
Kevin, you don't get it. This was a popular TV show in the 90s.
I do. I get that, but so was Seinfeld.
And if they did Seinfeld, it would sell out.
Nostalgia, man. You can't beat it.
Oh, nostalgia. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's what that is. Hey, some birthdays for you. Not a big day. Sebastian Stan, the actor.
All right.
John Slattery, the actor.
Love him.
Danny Bonaducci.
Ooh.
And DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh.
So, I mean.
Where's DeMarcus now? Is he?
He's a Lakers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
I'm still a little bit in awe of what this prize is for the K-Rock sticker this year.
Yeah, agreed.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much for one person, I'll tell you that.
We should spread it out. We have like 2 of these a year. We should spread it out.
It's the new limited edition K-Rock Billie Eilish sticker. You can get it for free at all SoCal Hot Topic locations. All you need to do is upload a selfie with your new K-Rock sticker on krock.com, and you get a chance to win an intimate show with Billie Eilish. You and 20 friends and Billie Eilish.
But
she's
that's
performing
it because,
for you.
Because that's a huge prize, so that's it, I'm sure.
No, Kevin, we're throwing in a new car.
What?
Come on.
A 2019 Honda Fit. So it's a meet and greet with Billie Eilish for you and a friend, intimate performance, and a new car. This is a phenomenal offer. Just get into your nearby Hot Topic location, get that sticker, put it up online, and good luck. Go to krock.com for all the details.
King of Mexico has joined us in the studio.
Hey, guys.
You have a question for us, Dave?
Well, yeah, on Friday, before GLOW ruined my Friday night, I wanted to go see a movie.
How did GLOW ruin your Friday night? I thought you were excited about that and binge-watched the whole show.
I did.
That doesn't sound like a ruin.
I had plans to go see a movie, and I started watching GLOW, and it just took my whole night because it was so damn good. So that's why I say I ruined my night. But
ruined your night. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's not how most people say it, but go ahead.
it threw a wrench in the plan.
Okay.
But I wanted to see a movie, and there was a couple of movies that were available. One was Scary Stories, and you know me, I'm a scaredy cat, so I wasn't going to go watch that.
Correct.
And the other was Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Oh, you were going to take some nieces and nephews to see that?
Like,
you
were going to maybe go to a children's hospital, take some kids or something?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, I wanted to see the movie, but I didn't want to go alone because creepy, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little creepy.
Like, but you know, it's like,
let me just throw something out there. Those aren't the only two movies.
Well, I've seen everything else. So okay. I'm pretty much at, wow. at the theater that I go to, I've pretty much seen them all. And I had the question of, like, I felt creepy going by myself. Did I make the right call?
I think that's a good insight that you have.
Well, now, hold on a second.
That you should stick with.
Hold on. Let me ask a couple of questions
here. Yes, sir.
You were only concerned what other people in the theater would think about you?
Yeah, because I know for a fact I'm not creepy. I'm not thinking anything other than I just want to see a movie. That's it.
By the way, this new Dora the Explorer movie has 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See?
And apparently is very good. Eva Longoria's in it. Danny Trejo's in it. Michael Pena's in it.
Oh, I love Michael Pena.
He's the dad.
Yeah.
And the star, Isabella Moner, who apparently is very popular as well. So it could just be a good movie. So I say go. I say who cares what other people think. If you think it's going to be a good movie that you enjoy, go see it.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Okay, I don't think that's...
yeah.
I don't think that's what we're saying.
I mean, you know what we're saying.
I don't want to exit the theater and have Chris Hansen, you know, with a cameo for me, you know?
I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about blanking your blank.
Would there be a hand check at all in the theater? Is that something we need to ask?
No.
Do you ever play the popcorn trick on yourself?
No.
I'm horny for you.
What if you bought the seats right next to you, and then before the movie you kept like looking around and you'd stand up?
I like it.
And then every now and then you'd say to the people around you, hey, my niece and nephew might get here late. I'm sorry if they bother you.
Or if I buy a children's meal and just place
even
it in
worse,
the next
dude.
One and
yes.
be like,
no, don't buy
do that.
Children's
meal.
Then you're just okay, kind of inviting. That's
Hi,
creepy.
Can I have two children's meals? Thanks.
I'm not sure that's helping.
Yeah. Ali, you want him to create a fake backstory
for strangers
in a movie theater?
Yes. It would make me feel better if I was there with my kid.
Right?
If the guy in front of me was like, just waiting on my niece and nephew.
I definitely control my horny level.
Definitely not here alone watching Dora, because that's weird.
No, the
reason
I asked this, too, is because, like Jensen, I went to go see Detective Pikachu by myself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the guy next to me was another older dude, you know, and then the guy to the left of me was an older guy as well. So then I kind of got creeped out, like, okay.
By them?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like looking in a mirror?
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow. Is this me?
Those guys are telling the exact same story about you right now.
Yeah, I was like, is this dude
sat between us. What's up?
Yeah, but then I was like...
This is kind of like, we had a similar conversation when I went to see Billie Eilish by myself a couple of months ago, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were wondering if, I mean, I was clearly going to be the oldest person there by 40 years. We were wondering if that was appropriate, but the verdict for me was just, I'm a fan and I enjoy the music, so I'm going to go. I can't really care what other people think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's my advice for Dave as well.
Dave does care about other people.
Yeah, I do. There's strangers, though. Who cares if they don't know why you're there?
I'm in my 40s,
but guarantee that I'm not some old guy wanting to perv a young boy.
Oh.
Jensen, how did you feel at Detective Pikachu by yourself?
Well, I felt okay. I mean, I think the difference between being a creepo and not is just sitting and watching the movie or, like, looking over and asking kids if they think it's funny. Or, like, you know, or being like, you guys have any weed at Billie Eilish? There's just a difference between being a normal participant and being a total creepo.
Would you go see a Muppets movie by yourself?
Well, I would never see a Muppets movie, so there's that.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It's good.
How about a Chipmunks movie?
No, not that.
Not even a Squeakquel?
Nope, I didn't see the Smurfs.
Straight to hell.
I didn't see the Smurfs.
So it's only Nickelodeon properties that get turned into movies that you're going to go see. It's getting worse.
You know, I'm looking for good movies. So, you know, and this is one of them, but now I have to find someone to go with me. So, any of you guys want to come with me?
No.
Mm-mm. Please.
I mean...
Do you have to
go to a movie? I try to pick a movie every weekend, but sometimes I don't have time. Do you have to go?
Well,
I like to go,
and I like to see movies. So.
By the way, why are you a Dora fan? Have you been watching the show on Nickelodeon?
That's the funny thing. I'm not even a Dora fan. I just saw the trailer for this movie, and I go, this looks like a fun movie.
Hi, one ticket for Dora. I don't know anything about her, and two children's meals.
Okay, maybe not.
Bean, touch my peen.
And then Chris Hansen.
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants?
Oh. People, when they propose, maybe shouldn't hide the ring. That's all we're saying.
Just hand it over. That's what I did.
You don't just, you don't hide it? Doesn't like need to be in a cake?
A cupcake, and then you're like, oh, did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And you're like, let's watch your poop.
What's your answer? I'll tell you in 3 days.
So you just handed Danielle the ring?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like we were on the freeway, and I just, like, I had a whole thing. Yeah, then I just handed it to her. We had a whole plan.
You didn't even try if you didn't make her get out of an escape room or something to find it.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't have her eat her own arm off in order to get out of a trap.
We will discuss.
She wants to eat her arm off now to get out of the
yes,
trap.
Yes,
she sure does. We will discuss your fiancé hid the ring coming up right after the top of the hour. Details on the Kevin party bus trip to Las Vegas, our latest singles party, and actor-comedian game show host Joel McHale all coming up today on K-Rock. First, Allie's here with what's happening on a Tuesday.
Did you see the hashtag I stand with Whitney trending yesterday?
I did not.
I'm intrigued by this story.
Do you know what it was for?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Okay. See, a lot of people might have saw that and thought, oh, Whitney Houston something, mm-hmm. whatever. So you don't really click on it, whatever.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah. Okay. I stand with Whitney, like maybe the family doesn't want a video, something coming out, whatever. Nope, it had to do with friend of the show, Whitney Cummings. Here's what happened. She tweeted, in April, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed nipple. Once I realized, I deleted. The people who took screen grabs are trying to get money from me. Some said they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money not to post the photos. So she's being extorted from somebody that hacked her iPhone mm-hmm. and a picture that...
No, she didn't get hacked.
No.
She posted this.
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting to that part. She posted this picture. People took screen grabs from her Instagram, even though she deleted it, whatever. So she says, they all must think I'm way more famous than I am, but they also must think I'm way more easily intimidated than I am. If anyone's going to make money or likes off my nipple, it's going to be me. So here it is, all you foolish dorks. And she posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Then a little while later, she said she's not going to post the names of the people trying to extort her because they might just be dumb kids. She said, I wouldn't want the stupid ideas I had when I was a teenager to follow me around forever. Or else when someone Googled me, they'd see me shoplifting a No Fear shirt. She then says, now I'm getting threatened with, we have access to your iCloud. I'll be honest, I stand by most of my nudes. Frankly, I'm way more embarrassed by all the inspirational quotes I've screen grabbed, which is kind of amazing. But not a good situation.
No, it's a terrible situation. And I don't understand the mindset of how you could think you could blackmail somebody over a nip slip, essentially. Like, what's the damage and the harm that could possibly be done to that person?
I mean, only if it really, really bothers her would she even consider maybe paying it.
And it doesn't.
No. Yeah.
You
no.
know what I mean?
Not
it
at
doesn't.
All.
So this whole thing is weird to me.
It was stupid.
And the people
who tried to do it are awful, awful people.
You went to her Twitter, though, and looked it up, didn't you, Pete?
Of course.
Look, I like to research the stories we're going to be talking about on the show.
Absolutely.
But my point is, even if you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not your wallpaper on your computer right now.
What? I'm sorry?
We all know what Whitney Cummings' nipple is going to look like. It's going to look like every other nipple. There's no secret there. There's no surprise there.
How do you know it's not magic?
I mean, what I'm saying is, I don't even understand the mindset of trying to extort somebody over a nip slip. I really don't. I can't even figure this one out.
Okay. Well, now they're trying to extort her over her iCloud.
Her
so
iCloud,
everything
yeah.
that's there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, that's a problem.
If that's
Absolutely.
True, if they really did do that, then let's get the FBI involved and get those people arrested.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's stop with the, I don't want to name them. They could just be kids. No, I'd name them.
Name them. Yeah.
I'd say absolutely who they are, where they work, where they go to school, mm-hmm. Who their grandparents are. I don't care who their grandparents
what?
Are. Yeah, it's just a bad situation all around.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Allie, as you and I always discuss, mm-hmm. it's very tough, you know, us being women on the internet.
It's something we often discuss, being
right.
you and I. We share, you know, what we're going through
sure.
and
uh-huh.
what we've had to...
had to endure that
endure.
Men just can't understand.
Yeah.
It's nice that you have a partner on the show in that way.
It is. It is really nice. He gets it, you guys. Hey, coming up...
Who gets it less?
right? Ever. Coming up, we're going to talk about quite possibly the earliest return of the pumpkin spice latte. Like, what are you doing? Can't we get through Labor Day? Drink it. Is Labor Day coming up?
Yes, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
September,
I feel like mm-hmm. we should just be able to get through Labor Day.
Wait for that.
I mean, it is supposed to be a Halloween tree, right? I mean, essentially.
I think it was, yeah, a fall treat.
Yeah, fall.
Is what they thought.
I always thought Thanksgiving, but fall, same, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. 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 We're going to talk about that because Starbucks might be bringing it back earlier than ever. But there also might be some competition that just said, ha, 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 F you. So we're going to talk about that in a bit.
All right.
But first, some birthdays. John Slattery, DeMarcus Cousins, Sebastian Stan, and that.
We are loading up Kevin's party bus to Las Vegas. You can go to krock.com to apply if you want to be on the trip next weekend. And we have some new entries to go through in about 20 minutes or so.
Have three new examples for you.
I'm very excited to hear that. This mm-hmm. it's just, I mean, you sell yourself basically on these little videos that people are putting up. And so far, it's a weird group. It's a weird group applying to go to Las Vegas, Kevin.
I do just want to say this, too, quickly, and that's that we're not posting them. This mm-hmm. is just for us. So if you're worried about that, I got a couple of tweets from people going, I'm not putting myself up on social media. No, it's not social media.
Yeah, but we'll
just
play
go to K-Rock.
It.
We'll play some of the audio, yes.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about your friends seeing you. I think
correct.
Is what Kevin's mm-hmm. point is. Anyway, we'll get you up on that in about 20 minutes or so. First, though. Allie, we were talking the other day about the ring shaming groups on, is it on Reddit? Is that where it is?
I think she said Facebook.
That's
yeah,
it on
I
ring shaming?
This one is a group you have to be accepted into on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
And mostly it's people, and mostly isn't it people just complaining that rings are too small or too ugly? Isn't that mostly
too
what it's
small,
about?
Too ugly, the scenery around it, where somebody did a photo shoot with the ring.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I hate those people
the
now.
The angles of the ring when you're doing it. Oh my God, how did you not get a manicure before? Like, people are out of their minds.
It's petty as hell.
Petty.
You can't just be happy that someone is in love and got proposed to.
Not on this site.
Okay. So this photo that somebody put up it's a dairy farmer, actually. Appears to be in Singapore, or at least the couple is Singaporean. And this dairy farmer decided that he was going to be clever. And this is going to be the topic, by the way, is places that your fiance hid the ring or put the ring for you to find it.
And did it work out or not?
And did it work out? Yep. Yeah. Did you like it? 1-800-520-1067. So they're dairy farmers, and he thought, what a nice surprise it's going to be for my little lady when she goes out to milk the cow, and on one of the cow's teats is the engagement ring attached around the cow's nipple. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, for them, maybe is hilarious. Maybe she loved it. We don't know. We don't get their story. All we get is the people ring shaming the idea.
But
right?
I mean, we can guess. We're very judgmental people. So I'd like to say terrible idea.
Is it a terrible idea? What do you guys think? Steve McGarrett, what do you think?
He's talking about Jensen's shirt.
What is that reference?
Steve McGarrett is from the old Hawaii Five-0 show in the 1920s.
And the current Hawaii Five-0 show that's on the air now on CBS.
Well, we all know that the age of the normal Hawaii Five-0 CBS viewer. Okay. I wouldn't do that. Number one, I'm too stressed to even, I was too stressed to even have it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, this is too much pressure. So I feel like if I put it in like a cake or something like that, I would assume she's going to eat it or it's going to.
Or is she going to beat it?
And I guess I don't see it being a necessary part of asking someone to marry you to hide the ring.
Why do you do that? Is it just
a surprise?
It's a surprise.
Factor,
yeah. Because a lot of couples know that they're talking about getting married before that actually happens. So there's no real surprise. But I don't know that you want to put it on a cow's.
I mean, I had a whole setup surprise thing for my wife. When I asked her to marry her, but none of it involved hiding the ring.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a weird part to keep secret.
It is weird.
I don't hate this. I mean, he's a dairy farmer. Maybe she's a dairy farmer. We don't know. Maybe she went out to milk the cow and was like, well, look at this. A diamond right here on this here teat.
This cow got married.
What a lovely ring.
This cow's engaged and I'm not. I agree with you, Allie. I think this is very personal mm-hmm. to this couple.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I have no problem with it. I saw a story about, and tell me what you guys think about this. And again, we'll take your calls on ways that he hid the ring or tried to surprise you with the ring. 1-800-520-1067. I saw a story about a guy who in Australia who gave his girlfriend a necklace that had, I don't know. I don't know what you would call it. No.
Okay.
That might have been later. It had a like a
like pearls.
A bauble at the end of the necklace.
Yeah,
it was a
bauble.
Good, it was a good size. What is wrong with you? It was a good sized piece of jewelry.
Yeah,
at
it
the
was
end,
a good size. Did some work.
The chain. She loved it.
And yeah, she did.
Wore it every, she wore it every single day for a year. And then at one point, he asked if he could borrow it to take a photo, and he slid it open, and it turned out her
slid
engagement
it open.
Ring.
You did that on purpose.
Her engagement ring had been inside the piece of jewelry that she'd been wearing around her neck for a year.
The whole time?
And she didn't know it. Yes, she wore it every single day for a year. And then he said, I just wanted you to know what's inside of this. Here's your engagement ring. Please marry me. Which I thought was very
I
clever.
I kind of like that. But there's a huge difference between that and putting it on a cow udder, dude.
It's just people trying to be creative, though. Just people trying to get out of the standard, hey, we're at a restaurant, I'm going to get down on my knee.
I understand creative. I'm fine with that. I understand the surprise. I'm fine with that. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it turns out to be a bad idea. Like, what if she loses that necklace? Because it's not really that great a necklace, but it's got an incredible ring inside.
Yeah, well, that would be a bummer.
It would certainly be a bummer, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, that's always a danger anytime you put the ring someplace to be found. I mean, she loved the necklace, though, fortunately, so it worked out.
I had a ring on a little collar of my golden retriever.
A ring? What kind of ring?
It was an engagement ring, and Bailey ran up to me, and I was just petting Bailey. And then I was like, what is that? What? And there it was. Just, I didn't get engaged to Bailey. Bailey's owner was my ex-boyfriend. But, yeah, little Bailey brought the ring. That was sweet.
No, I think that is sweet. Now,
yeah.
Did you find that romantic and lovely?
I thought it was cute. And I did say, what if I didn't notice? And he's like, you notice everything, which I did. And I noticed him cheating on me later. But that's not, listen, it's a whole other
that's
story.
Not what we're talking
neither
about.
Here nor there.
Did the dog tell you that too?
Bailey's like, beat it, Mom.
Kevin, did you do anything special with your proposal?
Not involved hiding the ring. No.
No.
No. No, it's not like you go to a restaurant and you go, in this restaurant someplace.
Yeah.
Is something you might want.
Or one of these, like, you sure you don't want oysters?
Right.
We should really have oysters. Let's get the oysters. You don't want, I want, let's just get them.
But you usually eat oysters.
It just does seem like it's an added level of difficulty.
And stress.
Yeah,
yeah.
And stress, yeah.
But if you pull it off and it's creative and exciting and original and she's got a great story to tell, then I think you look like a hero.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you're searching through her poop at the end of the day.
If those are your options.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it.
I'm not sure it's worth
all
it
right.
either.
1-800-520-1067. Did he do something special with the ring? Did he hide it? Did he make you work for it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. I think we all work for it.
We'll take your calls next on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
Just head a modest mouse. Let's take one phone call, and let's make it Jenna in Simi Valley. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
So your husband hid the ring. Tell us about it.
Well, he's my fiance currently. We're not married yet.
Oh, it worked. All right.
Yeah, we were both working at home one day, and he's a sunset guy, so he pulled me out, and he's like, let's just watch the sunset. We'll go up on the deck, and it was a beautiful one, too, so it worked out perfectly. And as we're walking up to the deck that we've watched the sunset on a million times, he pulled a random flower from the side of the deck, and it turns out to be a flower from our front yard. And he pulls up, he's like, what? The deck is just growing flowers now. And he sits down next to me.
Can I just interrupt right here? Can I just interrupt right here? Yeah. Corny as hell, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, but he's not a corny guy, so it was random. I didn't expect this from him. So he sits down next to me, and he goes, babe, I want to spend every day watching the sunsets for the rest of my life with you. And he slides off the chair and looks down at the flower. He goes, look at it. And there it was laying on its side inside the flower.
Oh,
it's very
Jenna.
Sweet.
He pulled it off.
I love it.
It worked.
Huh.
Would you say he rose to the occasion?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, definitely. If you know what I mean.
Spoil a nice moment.
I wasn't spoiling. Jenna just alluded to them boning after. You missed it.
Still file.
Okay. You heard me.
Sorry.
Okay, I heard you, Jenna.
All right, it worked.
Thank you, Jenna. Congratulations on the engagement. 1-800-520-1067. He hid the ring or made you work for it. We'll talk to you next after Modest Mouse on K-Rock.
We're talking about you hid the ring. You hid the ring in your proposal. And did it work out? Mm-hmm.
You mean like this text from the 626? My husband hid my engagement ring in a prescription bottle of antidepressants. Hashtag romance.
It's a real glimpse into the future.
I mean, they got married, so I guess she accepted.
See, right. Here's the thing. Women cut men a lot of slack.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Otherwise we'd be out of luck.
But I also think that this is somebody... All of these cases are somebody who's trying to go the extra mile. Somebody trying to make it extra special.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying that doesn't always work. That's all.
But I don't think we need to be shaming them for the attempt, though. Let's try Jeff, Palm Springs, please, line 3. This one sounded like it took quite a bit of an effort to pull off.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Long-time caller, first-time listener here, Palm Springs.
It's my favorite kind of caller. So what did you... This was your proposal, right? What did you do?
Yeah, I wanted to make it something different for her. So we're driving downtown in Palm Springs. Suddenly, a cop is behind us, and he's following us. We're changing lanes. She points out another one on the side of the road. Now there's two cops behind us. I turned to try and get to go ahead.
Did you floor it? I would have just taken off. No.
Okay. I've seen too many videos.
Okay.
So I pull into a parking lot. They light me up. They get on each side. They're on the loudspeaker. It's been reported you're armed. Any sudden movement, you will be shot. Keep your hands up. She's like, what the F is going on? They have me get out of the car, back me up to the sound of their voice, have her get out. Back her up to the sound of the voice, tell her slowly turn around, or I'm on my knees with the ring.
No. Oh, okay.
So you had to terrorize her.
Yeah, you guys are definitely white, right?
She could have had a heart attack.
I think I would have been so angry if I were her. How did she take it?
Well, no joke, when I said, will you marry me? Her first words were, ass. No, not after this.
Asshole. Yeah.
She's right.
But then, plot twist, the two cops, strippers. So they started doing a dance, and then she was in, right?
Well, they were of the female persuasion.
Oh, listen, Jeff, I'm not judging.
Don't care.
Sounds cool.
I like it.
It's getting better and better.
So did she eventually marry you?
Yeah, she said yes. The funny thing is she was never worried. She was just, like, irritated because of her former background. She's used to being harassed by the cops.
Okay.
She's like, this is stupid.
She was a bank robber.
Yeah, excellent. At least you knew that when you planned to terrorize her. Okay, thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the call. Let's go a little simpler. Say Glendora Line 2 and say good morning to Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are good, thank you.
This doesn't involve being pulled over by the police, does it?
With a background and feeling pain from police?
Big parent? No, this doesn't. It involves tasty snacks.
Okay,
all right. Perfect. Let's hear it.
So my husband collected baseball cards, and he had always joked that if he ever asked me to marry him, he would probably find my ring in a Cracker Jack box. So one night he did this whole elaborate, you know, blindfolded me, took me to the park, had a nice candlelight dinner, and then he gave me a Cracker Jack box. I was like, okay, whatever. I hate Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, they blow.
So wait, did he know that you hated Cracker Jacks?
Oh, yeah, because, well, you know, you guys, we hate something, and that's all you give us.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. That's true. Yeah.
Let me stop you right there.
You're right, Adrian.
Allie, with your fear of being murdered, I don't care how well you know the guy, are you going to let him blindfold you and take you and put you in the car?
I mean, kind of into that.
Okay, all right.
She's a yes.
Go on, Adrian.
It depends on what you're being blindfolded with, right,
Amen,
Allie?
Amen, Adrian.
Okay.
Okay, so he gives you the Cracker Jack box, and you hate those. What happened?
I hate those, and so I'm kind of irritated. So he says, well, you know, I'm trying to finish my collection. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I open the Cracker Jack box. I pulled out the little prize part, and I open it, and there's a ring inside. And I was like, and by this time I was really irritated. I was like, well, great. All I got was a stupid ring. You didn't even get your stupid baseball card.
Well, you didn't think it was a real ring.
I didn't realize it was a real ring. So he had, you know, really carefully taken the box apart and opened the thing and put it all back together. And I still have the box, like 27 years later.
Okay. I'm saying Adrian is sweet to overlook the fact that her fiance put the ring in a box of something she doesn't like.
Yeah. Now, overall, it was a success, though, overall.
27 years and two kids later, yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
All right. Good for Congrats. You. Thank you so much. Let's do one more. Let's make it Rachel. She is, well, just says online, listening online from some mysterious place. Hey, Rachel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning. Where are you, by the way?
La Crescenta,
okay.
California.
Good enough. What happened with the proposal? Your boyfriend made you go through what hoops to get your ring?
Oh, God. So his whole thought process was he was going to push me to my breaking point, make me think that we weren't meant to be together, and then he proposed because he figured she'll be so angry, it'll be such a relief. Of course she'll want to say yes.
Listen, so, listen, let me just interrupt and say, guys are so dumb.
This does sound extremely stupid, Rachel.
I'm going to push you away so that you'll be happy that I want to marry you.
I mean, he, like, redid every single conversation we had about our future. All of a sudden, he wasn't sure he wanted to have kids. He wasn't sure that he wanted to stay in his career, stay in California. I mean, you name it. And I was like, what am I doing with this guy? So I'm a teacher, and it was right around open house season, so I was really stressed at work, had a ton of stuff going on. I had a full day at work. I had just finished tutoring, and I give him a call, and he asked me, oh, can you stop at the store, pick up some alcohol? Oh, can you stop here, pick up dinner? I mean, I was so irritated and frustrated. So I still run all these errands for him. I get home, and he's like, let's take a shot. Well, no, I don't want a shot. I've had a long day. Just let me relax. He ends up making me this disgusting shot.
This is insane.
I turned around because it was so disgusting. I was making faces and everything. I turned back around. I'm about to tell him, you know, I'm not sure that this is going to work out.
Right.
And I turned around. He's down on one knee with a ring and asked me to marry him. Turns out for the last 3 months, he was just putting me through hell. He
three
was designing
months.
A ring with my parents and
I
everything.
Thought this was like a one-day thing. For 3 months, he tortured you?
This is basically Saw the proposal.
Rachel, you had to have... Please tell me you said no. This is a horrible man.
I didn't. I said
she
yes.
She said yes. I knew it.
And has he put you through hell since?
I'm sorry, what?
Has he put you through hell ever since?
A little bit here and there, but I think I made the right decision.
He's framed me for murder, but it's cool.
For many, many, many years on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have been hosting singles parties for our listeners. After that last segment about what women have to go through to even get engaged, I'm starting to rethink that. I don't know why we're putting people together. It sounds off. Men are awful.
That's unfortunately true.
Not wrong.
There are a lot of people who say it's impossible to meet somebody in Los Angeles. That's just a thing. It's difficult. So we try to stock the pond, so to speak. We try to find people that you would want to meet. We're not taking people that sound like creeps and losers and whatever. We're trying.
Yeah, you find that out there.
Exactly, yes. But you have a head start because you know everybody on the trip is single, and you know they all like Kevin and Bean. So at least you have something in common
with
everybody there.
Yeah, it's a good start. So that's why we are very pleased. It's been a long time since we've had one of these, but it is time for you to enter for Kevin's Party Bus to Las Vegas Singles Party. Hit it, Steve!
What are you with Vegas?
It's Kevin's Party Bus to Vegas Singles Party.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby!
So this is you and three friends, by the way.
Yes.
Joining us in Las Vegas at our singles party, including a two-night hotel stay at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. It's so simple. All you have to do is go to KROQ.com, upload a video of yourself, a minute or less, and tell us why you want to be at the party in Las Vegas. What is it you're looking at of the weekend? Now, it's not this coming weekend. It's the weekend after, the 23rd through the 25th.
Correct.
Kevin, you're going to be there. Dave, the King of Mexico, Beer Mug, Christine, an entire weekend in Las Vegas.
Old Man Ruben is coming, too.
Yeah.
Old Man Ruben?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if
well,
you can
he
make
has
it.
A discount, so.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's going for the early buffets, the 2 p.m.ers.
So, KROQ, we travel with a doctor, though, right?
Yes, we do.
The last thing we need is Ruben diet on the bus. So, as I say, you just go to KROQ.com and you upload your video. It is not public. You don't have to worry about everybody else seeing it. But I understand we have some new entries to go through to kind of get a feel for what the bus is shaping up to be.
We do. Here's one.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. I need your trip. I am recently divorced.
By the way, it's an F trip. All right. I mean, that's we didn't say that, but okay. Whatever you want.
Need to get laid. I love Vegas. It's my favorite town. I am fun. I have beautiful single friends, and I really think you should select me. Thank you for considering, and I'll see you on Friday, yeah?
I know that we have been accused of being a little easy on the girls we let into the party. She's absolutely coming to the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need to know anything else about her. She's in.
As is this girl, and you'll find out why I beeped her name.
Kevin and Bean, my name is I am a high school teacher. I need this Vegas trip. School's about to start. I need one last weekend with my ladies, drinking and gambling and having a good time before I have to go back and teach a bunch of little a-holes.
Sign her up.
Yeah. I love her.
You know what? Go pick her up in the bus now.
Go teach a bunch of a-holes.
She sounds delightful, and I also appreciate her honesty.
I agree. And she's already got three people that she's picked out. She's ready to go.
There you go.
Okay. Sounds perfect. And finally, how not to say that you want to go.
Well, I want to go to Vegas. First off, you guys are awesome. I would love to meet you guys. I've been listening since I was a little kid and just laughing all the way, especially when Santa Carl would bring all the gifts to the boys and girls.
Okay, so far so good.
Yeah. Yeah, so far sounds great.
Full disclosure, I am married.
Okay, I'm not positive.
Wait, what?
He may misunderstand the point.
He held up his hand. He had a wedding ring on. He's like, full disclosure.
He meant he's coming single. He's coming alone.
No, he's married.
Yeah.
But they're going through a separation. Most likely will divorce.
No. He's married.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it is a singles party, so we're trying to stock the pond with single people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it doesn't seem like that's necessarily the way to enter.
Okay.
Well, it's not the first thing somebody usually looks for in a partner.
Correct. So you can enter by going to krock.com. That closes Friday night at midnight, and then we will start picking people. And then next weekend, we're taking the Kevin's party bus.
No marrieds.
No marrieds.
No, singles.
Singles. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Then I booked a show about as far south as you could go in New Orleans. And everyone's like, what about Florida? Florida, not a state.
There you go. There's our good friend Joel McHale. His first comedy special is out. He'll be joining us in studio in about 20 minutes or so here on KROQ. First, Allie's got what's happening on a Tuesday.
Oh, we've been talking about how, you know, this seltzer is all the rage now. It's alcoholic seltzer and tastes so good. Ooh, I'm so buzzed. Didn't even realize I was drinking type of thing. I'm over it. Until I saw Natural Light. Natty Light, if you will. That's what the kids say.
Is it?
Here's their tweet. That's right. We made a effing seltzer. Introducing the two newest members of the Natural Light fam. Catalina Lime Mixer and Aloha Beaches. Here's the thing.
What are we talking about?
Catalina Lime Mixer. And then on the bottom it says, when Sherry and Lime become best friends. If you don't watch Step Brothers like I do every other week, you wouldn't laugh at that. But pow, pow. That's hysterical. Catalina Lime Mixer is hysterical. It's a take on the Catalina Wine Mixer. And Aloha Beaches, that's just Aloha Beaches. That's just funny. But here's another reason why I'm into it. The way they're responding to people on Twitter. Natty Light, Savage AF.
Love it.
Some guy, Mike, tweeted, hard pass. And they wrote back, you must get that a lot.
Oh.
I mean, rough, right? This guy, Trevin Harmasek, wrote, thanks, I hate it. And Natural Light wrote back, sorry your parents couldn't decide on naming you Trevor or Kevin and had to settle for Trevin. I mean, they are ruining people in these replies. It is amazing. Like, one guy's like, this would have been great on May 1st. And they're like, oh, do people not drink all year round? Like, what is wrong with you?
Why just, May 1st, by the way?
Like, saying it would have been great for the summer type of thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, just dumb. All I'm saying is, Natural Light, you've done the right thing.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
It's very rare to see a company that will fight back on Twitter.
Oh, they're...
But they're doing it, like, witty.
Yeah. Very funny.
And funny. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Summer's almost over, bro. And they wrote back, drinking seasons never end, bro.
did you see Heinz on Twitter the other day throwing shade at Dave for hating ketchup?
Absolutely.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I love when Beans is throwing shade.
That's good.
It does sound lit. Totally natural. Mm. Yeah.
You guys, Starbucks is bringing back the pumpkin spice latte on its earliest launch date ever. That's right. It will return to menus on Tuesday,
August 27th. You guys, that's soon.
It's very early.
That is soon. Last year, the drink launched on August 28th, so they're beating it by a whole day. Mm. But you might be saying, it's too soon. That's ridiculous. I don't want to drink that so soon. Or maybe you're saying, bring it on. I want it now. Well, Dunkin' Donuts announced yesterday that it's going to roll out its new fall lineup August 21st. Suck it, Starbucks.
Well, I mean, Kevin, when you go home to the Valley today and it's 104, you're going to feel like a nice hot pumpkin spice beverage, right?
You can ice it. Come on.
So I'm going to take a hot beverage and then ice it?
Yeah.
No, too much work.
Plus, it's all watery and icky.
Listen, I'm just giving them suggestions.
Yeah. Unless you make the ice cubes out of pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, good.
Bean, you tried that once.
I did.
How'd that go?
It was phenomenal. It was not a colossal disaster at all. No. Worked out great.
Not even a little bit.
Nope. Could have been smoother.
Mm. As I'm mentioning all these different things that are happening, don't forget Olive Garden's never-ending pasta pass. It's back for a sixth year, but this time there's an upgrade available. A $500 lifetime pasta pass. Only available to 50 fans, you guys. You're an Olive Garden guy.
Yeah.
You ever get the Never Ending Pass?
No, but they're very sweet. And for holidays and the birth of Adler, they send $100 gift cards every time. So we are stored up.
Wow.
I would say we almost have a lifetime amount of pasta based on just those gift cards.
Yeah, the Never Ending Pasta Pass is $100 itself.
Yeah.
And that's 9 weeks of unlimited pasta sauces. And the deal comes with unlimited soup or salad and breadsticks.
Oh, I was going to ask about the breadsticks.
Come on. And then for an additional $400, the first 50 pasta pass holders can opt to upgrade to the lifetime pasta pass.
So for $500, you get pasta for the rest of your life, unlimited.
For the rest of your life.
Jensen, if you had that, how often would you eat at Olive Garden? If you knew it was free every time you went.
Well, I like Olive Garden very much. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could eat it more than twice a month.
Okay. But then you're only seeing family twice a month.
Right, but I mean, that's probably...
Always feel like family.
That's probably the right thing to do.
Maybe too many.
Okay.
Olive Garden surprises me that that's a chain that is still successful.
Why?
Really?
I don't know. So many restaurant chains... I mean, Marie Callender's going out of business. You know what I mean? I mean, so many chains don't make it. I don't know.
I think Olive Garden is in the upper echelon of popularity.
Really? Okay. Still solid, all right?
Yeah.
How about Soup Plantation? Are they still getting it
done?
Mugs is sponsored.
That's too much excitement for that.
Soup Plantation's still around. Not a ton of locations anymore, but, you know, still with the name.
All right.
Which one is your favorite, Mugs? Which Soup Plantation?
Bev Center. Find me there. I'll be there today.
I like the Brentwood one.
Find me there.
Really? Do you have like a table that's yours and people can just kind of visit and kiss the ring?
It's a plaque on the wall. It says Beer Mug's Seat.
Oh, I don't think that's true. Okay. Guys, a new musical based on the real life story of Princess Diana is going to be opening on Broadway next spring.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
Music and lyrics by Bon Jovi's keyboard player, David Bryan. What? Is this real? Is this a real story? But here's the thing. The show Diana is going to take audiences on a journey through the life and times of the former kindergarten teacher who instantly became a global icon after marrying and divorcing Charles, Prince of Wales. What is the read being in Great Britain?
What are people saying?
I think people are nervous.
But what are they saying in their accent?
I don't want them to drag the princess through the mud again. Let her rest in peace.
Hmm. How are you getting worse?
I don't know. I really can't explain.
It's scary that you're getting closer to moving and getting worse at the accent.
It's not ideal. Yeah. You know what I think? I think that's on us, though.
We're not giving him enough chances. You're totally right.
We should bring in a dialect coach.
That's a great idea.
You know what I mean?
Amazing.
We should bring in someone who will help him assimilate.
I love it.
Okay.
By the way, here's a fun fact.
I doubt it.
The British...
Here's a fun fact. Fun facts are never fun.
The British do not acknowledge that there is such thing as a British accent.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Understand what I'm saying is that the way they speak the language in England is standard English.
Of course.
Right.
So they don't have an accent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has an accent. There's an Indian English accent. There's an American English accent. They don't have an accent.
That was Beans.
Fun fact. Which I think that's interesting. Technically everywhere. That's how it You only hear your own accent as the normal way, and then everyone else has an accent. Yeah.
I don't know why I brought that up. I don't feel like it helped the conversation.
I'm with the British guy.
Dave, start Googling dialect coaches.
Oh, need it. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. Sebastian Stan, DeMarcus Cousins, and John Slack.
By the way, speaking of a great guest, you know, we do have a podcast. If you hear about some of these guests that are swinging by and you miss it, you can always go to radio.com and download the podcast and get it. Like Adam Carolla tomorrow, Daniel Cormier, fighting UFC 241.
They can download it today and hear Adam Carolla tomorrow?
No, I'm just saying, as an example, we have a lot of guests on, but you miss some of them. So just in general, if you do, there's a podcast for that.
And you get to hear the future.
Correct. Jillian Bell, for instance, is going to be on next week. If you missed that, go to the podcast.
Download it now.
Download it now and hear it now in case you're going to have to miss it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing how it goes. You can also call us anytime, day or night, and leave a message on our voicemail, 323-520-AFRO. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro Line.
King of Mexico got mad at Muggs at a Dodger game because he was whistling.
Unreal.
He was very annoyed by that.
Yeah, hi. This is for the King of Sensitive Ears.
Yeah. Bean has Asperger's, and that means that he has no idea how what he says is going to land with someone. Mm-hmm. Some what we would consider to be outrageous and hurtful, he doesn't see. It's that part's broken. Mm-hmm. So when we were outside of LA Live and we were there for April Foolishness, and Bean thought that a guy was, we have a follower called Negro of the Galaxy. That's his
Twitter
handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Bean asked a guy if it was him, and that went rather poorly.
Yeah, so I was calling about your topic of celebrities that have yelled at you. So I was just chilling one day, and you know, I heard someone yell at me, "Hey, are you the Negro of the Galaxy?" And it turned out it was me. It also turned out it wasn't me. But hey, we all look alike, right?
Thanks a lot, Bean. That's not what I was saying at all. Look, this guy on the scooter at LA Live looked, in my mind, exactly like the guy who follows us on Twitter. And that's why I thought it was him, because it was a Kevin and Bean event. It seemed like a likely location for him to be. Right? Makes sense? Hello.
Wakanda forever, right?
You did it, you crazy sons of bitches. You did it. Hall of Fame. Congratulations. People like you that half-ass your way through life and fail to the top, that make people like me feel like I could have a half-glass full attitude.
Sweet. It's called the Peter Principle, man. It's a very, very popular business model, which is you fail upward, and that's what we've done.
Jensen, your hot take on sneezes and how people respond. Mm-hmm. Would you tell us that, please?
I don't think people should say God bless you this late in the game. I think we all understand what we mean. Just look at someone, maybe even just give a head nod or something. We don't need to keep going through that, that charade.
So, Jensen, I always fart when I sneeze, which is kind of embarrassing, but I definitely want to know what you think I need to say. What do you think people need to say to me? Most people don't say bless you. They just say, oh, God, and, you know, chuckle. But I've come to own it. Fart sneeze. Feels pretty good.
Honestly, I think that's kind of impressive.
You respect it?
Yeah, I'd salute him.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, give him the flag salute.
Hey, Jensen, God bless you.
No, that doesn't seem nice.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. I have a telegram for Mr. Jensen Karp. It reads, God bless you.
Oh, wow.
God bless Jensen.
Well,
that's a response. A lot of pushback to your theory, man.
I don't think they mean it.
You don't?
No, I think this is all fake.
Oh.
So just heard Jensen's hot take jingle. If he's Hot Take Jones, you guys should make a jingle based off the Counting Crows song, Mr. Jones. Jensen's Hot Take Jones. Tell everyone's opinion, and I forget the lyrics right now. That's not part of the jingle. Nailed it! This isn't Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Just a person named Sarah.
Mm-hmm. She puts more work into her show than we do.
Yeah, she does.
This message is for Allie. I would absolutely Hakuna your Tata. You know what I'm saying? This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Allie, your ultimate goal in life is to eat soup.
Eat soup and watch Jeopardy with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. I'm available whenever they feel like calling me or reaching out. I'm available.
Hey, Allie, if you're going to have soup with Mel Brooks, what kind of soup is it going to be? Is it going to be the same soup for both of you? Is it going to be a hot soup? Is it going to be a cold soup? Are you going to have bread? Are you going to have crackers with it? I need more details.
Thank you for asking. I would love a
clam
chowder.
You can just call her and with that answer because the rest of us don't need to know.
The little crackers that are like seashells.
You guys remember when we talked to Terry Bradshaw?
Oh, mm-hmm. I'll never forget it.
For that hour.
Yeah, it was quite an hour.
That day.
So we all know who's taking Bean's job when he quits, right? I mean, if Terry Bradshaw is not on the day after Bean leaves, I am never listening to K-Rock again. Terry Bradshaw!
Look, I think we're all down with that. I think we all would support that. But Mr. Bradshaw has a full-time job that keeps him pretty busy for about 8 months of the year.
Plus, we can't do more than 2 hours at a time without breaking.
Yeah.
So
also, I'm pretty sure PETA would be real mad at us long-term.
Yeah. Good point.
Again, I'm not very funny, and I'm not always paying attention. But since I'm in a mood, what about the segment where Bill Burr just owns Bean. Can you play that, please?
Again,
man, he owned Bean so bad.
With that?
Oh my gosh, that was probably one of the best moments on the show ever.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to.
Yep.
Come on.
Feel like we do.
Your plan was to wait until you were practically a senior citizen to have a baby?
Why do you always got to come at me?
That's
like
how
that?
He does.
I don't mean to be like a meanie. Just be a jerk.
That's how he does.
Stop putting your hands up, you passive-aggressive pansy.
I'm just saying.
Every time I come in here, you just can't be a man about it. I feel bad for the woman, man, or they in his life. It seems like it's the ride. It's the ride you get on. No, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Close your back in. And you think, oh, maybe this roller coaster goes a different way. No, it's on tracks, dude. It's the same ride.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
What other
right
passive aggressive thing do you want to ask me?
I adore you, Bill, and I again.
Hey, bring me back. Hey, let's get on the ride again.
See how it works.
Here we go. Going back up the hill.
You're proving Bill's point. Should I just sit this one out? Would that make everyone happy?
Oh, no, I'm enjoying this more. Playing the victim. Oh, I'll just take my microphone and go home. You're not even here.
That really was.
It's great.
Awesome.
Legendary.
Glad everybody enjoyed it.
323-520 AFRO 24 hours. Bill McHale is here.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean Show.
Nice. Last time we had Joel in studio, for whatever reason, I'm not trying to cast blame or anything, but they tore the building down right after you left.
Well, that is
literally
true.
That's
right.
Yeah. You came in and 2 days later, we were kicked out. They bulldozed the building, Joel, so I don't know what was going on. But
well, I just visited Chernobyl. I was radioactive. And
how you been,
building.
Man?
It's nice to... Oh, wait, am I doing something wrong?
I'm just going to move up.
Oh,
I just want to make sure. There you go.
I've never been on the radio
there
before.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the microphone.
This is great.
Yes.
I'm well. It's great to be back in your very corporate...
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I looked in your freezer.
Why?
You did do that.
Because
I do
that in different... It's my thing.
Okay.
It's a fetish. And it is terrifying. It's
none
it's
of us
a Blumhouse movie
because
in there all the time.
We assume that.
There's no, there's no partitions. It's just it looks
ice?
Like someone moved in, like a homeless person. It's terrifying. Okay. I'm going to post a video that I took earlier.
All right. Okay.
And I think I'm going to get this one shut down as well. It's bad.
The whole building needs to be taken down.
Have any of you ever looked in the freezer?
No.
No, neither have I.
Why would you?
No.
What? Well, I don't know. Don't you use
you
a freezer
your
in your life?
Yeah, but at home. What do you use a freezer for at work?
Just things
sometimes
that are frozen.
I bring popsicles.
Yeah. What? You can have one of those slushies. You can.
No.
Then you chop the top off.
Do you do that at Cart Sharks? Is the Cart Sharks freezer filled with Joel McHale
food? We don't need a freezer there. It's all fresh.
Oh.
It's all fresh meat, live. We have a lobster tank. You can just pick one, a langoustine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's like those little very fancy lobsters.
It's classy.
Crayfish.
Very nice.
Are you trying to read something?
No.
Okay.
Okay, he already took my paperwork, and now I just glanced down at something. He's like, what are you reading?
I feel like you should have memorized it.
Okay.
Joel, you have a lot going on right now.
Yes. Psychological problems.
I know.
I don't think physical. He was talking. I think he's talking about in your career.
I hope you're going to help. I do feel like You're hot right now. I feel like Joel McHale is hot right now. Am I wrong?
I got my new tattoo of the Queen of England on my arm.
Oh, well, it's very popular.
It's hot.
Very popular. I mean, you always joke about how you were on third tier basic cable, and then of course you had many seasons on. It was NBC was Community, right?
NBC mm-hmm. was Community. Yeah.
But now you got the ABC show. You got the comedy special that's pretty much everywhere. I feel, and you got that Starman thing happening. I feel like you're like. Getting ready to blow up, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I've been getting ready for the last 20 years. Uh-huh. I'm always ready.
Okay.
And then the explosion happens, you know, like in a freezer nearby. And,
you're always on the cusp of making it.
Yeah. See, when I helped Donald Glover finally achieve his goals. Well, that's nice of you to say. No, I think when I was a 15-year-old, I was a dishwasher and I weeded. I mowed lawns. Mm-hmm. I made espresso. I always had like 12 jobs going because I was desperate to buy clothes. And I'm all.
Because you've always been very fashionable.
Thank you.
And your clothes are expensive.
For saying that.
Of course.
Again, I mean, that's a nice coming from a fellow fashion guru.
Thank you for noticing.
If it's free, you're wearing it, right?
Correct, yes.
Essentially, yes.
So I do everything until, as my wife would say, she goes, you know, you can just stop running. You don't have to always be going. I'm like, I know. I'll be right back. Great. And then I go on vacation, and then I start having anxiety attacks. It's great.
Are you afraid to stop running? Do you think it will all go away if you stop running?
I do. I think anybody who had been trying to break into a business, like as entertainment is very competitive and difficult, you always have this mentality, and so I've never really dropped it.
That's interesting.
You can never stop. You can never just...
When I see guys going like, yeah, I got a job 6 months ago, so I'm fine. I'm like, you're crazy. Are you out of your mind? It's all gonna end. I'm glad this counseling session has been happening. I just didn't think it would happen on Los Angeles radio. This is great.
Joel, speaking of losing a job or going away...
I've lost many. Oh, you're talking about yours?
No. Oh. We talk about all the time... Whatever happened to Craig Kilborn? Like, he was you, and now he's nowhere.
His Instagram I'll tell you this. Is remarkable.
His Instagram is the greatest follow ever. He is
wild.
A wackadoodle.
He's wild.
He loves to sip martinis. Sometimes he has wine, and he shows
job.
You. Oh, no, he
job
shows you his loafers.
What?
It is a good time.
It'll be 8 a.m. and he's like sipping gin.
I love him so much.
But what is the guy like? What's he doing for money, though, is my question.
Did he get a pile of money from CBS when he left, or was it just the end of the contract?
I don't know. But even if he got a pile of money, that was a lot of years ago.
Then did he try to make a comeback?
Yeah,
he did.
He had a syndicated talk show attempt that I don't think went. I think he
now he's mowing lawns and he's serving coffee.
I think he's on the Jerry O'Connell show this morning. So
and is a great Instagram follow.
I think about 6 months ago, and then there's 12 articles on whatever happened to Craig Kilborn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even know that.
I think we could just make something up and just say he's a murderer.
Yeah,
I mean maybe not.
No,
that.
He's a murderer.
Maybe not
right.
that.
We just talk about it on this show just because it's just so odd that somebody could be so well known and then disappear. And it just kind of played into what you were saying about you never want to stop running because you don't want the phone to stop ringing. You know?
Yes. Why don't you have Craig Kilborn on?
I want to.
We want to. Yeah.
By the way, an article as of 1 hour ago, Craig Kilborn on his Instagram videos walking away from TV and rooting for the Sixers. 1 hour ago, an article was posted.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
He's doing it.
We should find out what he's doing for money.
Yeah. We'll bring
him. Maybe he saved really well. Maybe he came from money.
Maybe he invested.
Oh, that could
be too. We'll bring him in. We'll update
get
him.
To the bottom of it.
It's funny that we brought in a guest today just to discuss someone who's not on the show.
I like it. That's my favorite part. It is weird because when he had that job, you always think, well, there's a good chance he's going to have the big slot right before it. But, boy.
Do you think the trajectory, is that the right word, is just going to keep going? And it sometimes doesn't.
Trajectory is the right word.
Thank you. Thank you for very good. Joel has a comedy special called Joel McHale Live from Pyongyang.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with Pyongyang.
No.
It's filmed in Oakland?
We filmed it in San Jose. We've already tricked a couple people into thinking that it was shot in North Korea. I swear to you.
No.
I'm so impressed you went there.
I did go on a talk show and the host said, yeah, no, my audience is not going to know who that is or what that is.
Really?
So we had to kind of, and they were, They were right. I'm not going to say, but people thought I had gone, and
That is the name of the special, yeah. So I would assume you went as well from the title.
How could I get there?
You're the one that titled it, not me.
But you thought there's a chance I made it to North Korea and shot a comedy
with
special?
Dennis Rodman. You and Dennis Rodman,
right?
Sure.
Just one guy, sure. Understanding what I'm saying, and the rest of them just ready to arrest me.
He doesn't watch the news.
I'm just saying, from the title, I understand how people. Might think that that's sure. Where you did
all
it
right.
Until they watch the
so
show,
they
and then
said,
they realize you're in San Jose or wherever.
Okay, so if they went K-Rock's Jingle Ball coming up from Mars, would you? They're like, I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, Mars.
They did it. Mm-hmm. They got to that Sea of Tranquility or whatever it was, and they said, I cannot believe.
Yes, I would.
They got three doors down to reform on Mars.
Joel McHale,
they're going to sing that Superman song.
He's reading our emails.
The live from Pyongyang is available on iTunes, Amazon, ooh. Google Play, Xbox, Vimeo, Comcast, really everywhere but Netflix, essentially, where you can see the special.
Basically, we've surrounded them.
We'll talk about
it's
the special.
It's on MySpace.
Card Sharks.
AOL.
And more Craig Kilborn when we return right after this.
CraigKilborn.com.
I watched the porn.
I watched the porn called that.
Okay. We just... What's happening now?
We're here. We're
just
here
hearing a lot of audio from a lot of places right now.
I had
now.
A boyfriend named Cash.
Really?
Yeah, Cash in the Can.
Oh. See him. Oh.
It's an anal joke.
Okay. Oh, our friend Joel McHale is here. The current comedy special is called Live from Pyongyang. You've been doing comedy a very long time, but this is your first ever comedy special.
Yes. I procrastinated, and I didn't want it to suck. So I worked on it a lot. Mm-hmm. And once Community and the Super over, I had, more time. Mm-hmm. And so I went out every weekend for the last, 3 years just going.
Oh, my God.
I really, my wife, you ask her. She's like, what's going on? Are you ever going to be home on a Friday or Saturday? And I was like, going to go out and try this fart joke again. And so, yeah, I wanted to make sure it wasn't horrible.
Mission accomplished, by the way, because it's very, very funny.
Thank you.
Do you, this is going to sound like a dumb question, but I know there's a lot of work involved. Did you enjoy the process? Do you like doing stand-up?
Like many performers, I need to stand on stage for my self-worth to be filled. And so I love standing on stage, and I love that. I don't like the traveling.
That has to just take years off of your life, I would assume. The traveling part of it just has to.
That and smoking. No, I don't smoke. But the traveling does get it does get a little bit old. And if I had a private jet like Joe Rogan, then things would be different. But but I really do enjoy doing the shows. So yes,
and you do talk about in the special you went everywhere too.
I have been to every state.
Every city and every state in all of
Alaska,
North America.
Hawaii. Yeah, I went every, and a lot of the show is about that, as about kind of America and all that, and what's happened the last couple
you
of years.
You say in the special that Florida's not a state, that they're working on it.
They're going to get there.
They're going to get
it's
there.
It's not even a territory yet.
Okay.
It lost status at one point. I don't know where it begins or ends.
Let me play a brief clip. This is from Joel McHale's Live from Pyongyang. This is you talking about your very funny son Isaac, who, by the way, I want to see his special based on hearing you talk about him. He's hilarious.
Isaac is a little different like that. So sometimes people will come up to me and they'll want to get a picture with me, and then we'll have a little chat and be able to get a video. They're like, "We love you, Matthew Lillard. You were so great as so great in Scooby Doo. You're so funny." And I'm like, "Hey, and they poured in the storm, baby." So so then they'll walk away, and Isaac always hangs back when that's happening. As soon as they walk away, Isaac will come up and go like, "Oh, hey, Dad, was that your fan?" "Hey, big fan of your work, Dad. Are they going to remember that for a long time?" And I'm like, "What the f*** is my job?" He's like, "Oh, scary daddy voice," and he runs away.
Yeah, now, go ahead.
You do say at one point that your kids are dicks.
Yeah, well, I've taught them well.
Okay.
Because I am. And yeah, now because they don't like me talking. I found it like, "We don't want you talking about
us anymore." I wondered
at
what age that was going to be. You said they're 12 and 9 in this special.
Yeah, now they're a little, but now I pay them.
Okay.
I literally will give them money. I was like, "Well, I'll give you money if I can tell these jokes." And they're like, "Fine." So
you get a lot of Matthew Lillard?
It used to be
Tosh.
When that's part of the thing.
Yeah.
But in 2005 when I first began going to premieres and stuff on the red carpet, they would always ask who I was, and I would always say Matthew Lillard.
That's how it
and
started.
And then I
okay.
always showed up on his Wire image or his Getty images.
No, what's
so
his name?
I would be on his account. It would be my image because they didn't look close enough. But so we're close enough in kind of height and complexion that we are similar looking. So, or I would just say I'm Paul Bettany's brother.
And okay.
Then,
okay.
And then
makes sense.
And then they were like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Stu Bettany." I'm joking.
And I think of you as an adult size Ryan Seacrest too.
Yes, I was just on that show.
What? Huh?
And yeah, we. But his money pile goes all the way to the clouds. Yes, he's a
very.
It
goes to our live broadcast on Mars. That's how high his money goes up.
See, you could get him maybe. To get him,
I doubt it.
Beyond that, yeah, it would be way too expensive.
Yeah.
I think he was in this building. There's a statue to him. It's a very small statue. It's part of a chess set.
I watch Card Sharks.
You do?
I did.
Oh.
Because I saw you, and I was like, oh, we're having Joel in. So I watched it.
Bless
and it
you.
Seems unnecessarily challenging. Like, you were explaining to a woman, like, you're going to bring some cards over, and then they're going to cut it, and then the whoever has the highest card is going to start, and then they're going to put their cards up on the top, and then if they answer the question right, they can go to the card. If they don't want to do it, they can toss it to the other guy. I'm like, I don't even understand what's going on here.
It's not for old people. And people your age should just stick to that show about yogurt tasting. No, it's so we have to say all those rules because of the game.
Legally.
The game show police are way more strict than the federal government. They are because of that whole scandal way back when.
Right.
They,
show,
they are sitting there like you have. And even when I've said, so what do you think? It's going to be higher or lower? I think it's probably, you know, like, you know, it's a four. They're like, do not even don't. You cannot tell them.
You can't give them any hints. Do they watch you?
You can't try to influence them.
Yeah.
So, so you have to back up. And again, believe it is essentially just turning a card over.
That's it.
And
they're going to say higher. They're going to say higher or lower.
It's war.
But if you
it's unnecessarily complicated is what I'm saying.
Right. But if it's an eight, and then someone says for $250,000, you better guess which
higher
one.
Or lower. Yeah.
And then you see people's lives change, and then I'm crying.
Dreams just crashing.
But I have a question, Joel McHale, host of Card Sharks Wednesday nights at 9 on ABC, and that is, when you say we polled 100 scientists to find out how many believe in God.
Right.
Who's calling 100 scientists? Are you just making those numbers up in the back room?
I make them up myself.
Okay.
No, I asked the same thing. I said to the producers, like, how is this possible? And then they go, like, there's an entire company that does stuff like this.
Is that right?
Really?
And they have all this data they've gathered. Some of it is just trivia kind of things, but a lot of them, like, those surveys are they have to be
like
real.
Like Family Feud has those. I mean, there's got to be one company that's been doing it for 100 years that's
that
probably
asks 100 people anything.
Yeah.
I think the question I saw was how many dentists out of 100 say they brush their teeth every day?
4 out of 5 dentist survey.
60.
No, but there was 100.
It was only 60?
Right, 60 out of 100.
Why are they doing that?
I thought it was a lie. I think that's a lie that you made up.
That, well, we're told to brush twice. I didn't make anything up. There's one that said how many divorced dads were asked if they were felt selfish, and they were like, none did. Or it was so. I was like, oh yeah, that's a divorced
now,
dad.
Now, Joel, I don't mean this in a bad way.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Here we go.
Here we go.
In a bad
this
way.
Is it. Yeah.
I'm just
going to
say,
comes.
Go ahead, a-hole.
I don't mean it in a bad way. I really don't, because I'm a fan of yours, and I admire you, and I think you're very talented.
This is going to be
very
talented.
Keeping it a
what is the wind up on this one?
Asshole.
No, hang on.
Hi.
But when I watch you host Card Sharks, you are dead behind the eyes, my friend. You hate it.
What?
I'm telling you, you hate it.
Why don't you get out of
this? I didn't get that feeling at all.
Yeah, why don't you leave this country? Why don't you leave the job and leave the country?
I'm telling you that when the contestant comes down and you say, Susan, tell us about yourself, you hate it.
Well, that part, sure.
Well, listen, when I hear your voice, I go, that's a registered sex offender. I don't know if he is, but that is the voice of one, definitely. I mean, I don't say you are. I'm just saying that's what they sound like.
Look, I get that it's probably a great sweet gig. Do it. I bet you could do 5-10 shows in a day and get a big payday. But this can't be fulfilling, Joel.
I
oh my god,
what's wrong with you? said the guy who's been retiring for 15 years.
I feel like you're enjoying it, and I think we're missing a lot of stuff because these tapings are going so long with you being so gregarious and fun with people in the crowd.
Why, thank you, lady whose name I don't know.
Sally.
Another guy Sally. In the Hawaiian yeah. shirt.
No, by the way,
and guy in the hat.
By the way, I wrote for Joel for 3 weeks once.
Where did you guys get jobs?
I wrote for you for 3 weeks once. Don't remember my
did
name.
Did you really?
I did. I did the ESPYs with him.
Wow.
Yeah. We used a lot of your jokes.
Name one. Name one.
Oh, there was that one about Steph Curry.
He nailed it. Woo. He got it.
Bean, how dare you?
Okay.
And I care about these
I
people.
I feel like it's just the opposite. It's fun to see people win money.
Okay.
And it's a
look,
sweet game.
And it gives me a reason to watch, which is true.
Yeah. God bless you. And when he wrote for me for 3 weeks, the greatest 3 weeks of my life.
So it sounds like what you guys are saying is that, and this is unusual for me, I'm not reading the room properly.
It is
correct,
unusual for you.
You're not like even in the room.
Okay. All right.
He couldn't read the room if he was in the room. Okay.
No, I will. No, I will
sweet
say,
gig though, right?
When all of a sudden there's this one woman with $250,000 on the line, I was like, I am definitely nervous. Mm-hmm. And then it turned over and she won and she's like, I can buy a house. And
wow.
And I was like, not in Los Angeles, but still there's many places she could. But if she is an Olive Garden waitress and she's like, my life is going to change. And I was like, I'm genuinely happy.
Okay.
My little tiny heart grew two sizes.
Oh, that's sweet.
But it's not, but you know, maybe we should work in a bit called Dead Behind the Eyes. after seeing Alec Baldwin do the Match Game and being on, I was like, oh, this, he's having fun. And yeah, I was like,
it's the greatest gig in the world.
That's what
game
I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great gig. Yeah. It's a great
gig. Look at Steve Harvey. He's having the time of his life. He
agreed.
Films those in like 20 minutes.
Yep.
Does all of them.
Yeah.
Heart Sharks, Wednesday nights at 9 on ABC. Joel's new comedy special is called Live from Pyongyang, and it is...
My God.
He's on his way out, man.
Pyongyang. That's what it's called. That's the name of the town in North Korea.
I'm going to just keep it a bean.
You're just burning the place down, aren't you?
It really is.
On your way out, you're just burning it down.
You should see it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Xbox, Vimeo, and Podcast.
Bless
Joel,
you. Bless
we love you,
you
and
I'm
we'll
staying.
See you again.
I don't know if I'll see you. Don't leave. you really shouldn't leave. You've got a good game.
I mean, I think he's really setting the stage here.
I mean, he's now committed.
I think we're good.
We're good with it. We're all good.
All right.
Everyone's happy.
He's
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
I just want to say, because I know that there are going to be people who immediately are going to yell at us for having Beer Bung's mom on, but Muggs insists. So
no, I'm going to yell.
I like it. It's really Muggs' idea. He's the one who said we have to do it because she is driving him crazy.
She is
this
the
Dodger
worst.
Season.
Dodger fan, and I put fan in air quotes because
absolutely.
She's just not even a fan.
There's a fair weather fan. She's a bad weather fan.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's just always gloomy.
It's doom and gloom no matter how good the team is doing.
Best Dodger team I can ever remember.
Yeah.
And she's having a miserable time watching this season. So we'll discuss with Beer Mug's mom coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie is here with What's Happening on a Tuesday.
Guys, don't leave expensive things in your car. People break in. It's lost forever. No one wants that.
What's expensive that you leave in your car? I mean, I don't even...
I would leave nothing in my car. Even a pair of glasses people are breaking into your car to get a pair of sunglasses. Don't leave anything out in the open. Because A-Rod had $500,000 worth of jewelry and electronics stolen from his ESPN rental car in San Francisco. He was having a post-game dinner with the production crew, according to a report that came out yesterday. Apparently, the car was parked about 3 blocks from Oracle Park, and the robber made off with his camera, laptop, jewelry, and a bag. Good Lord! What? Do you have a hotel room? They're saying $500,000, but a rep for A-Rod said the value of the item stolen was, quote, grossly exaggerated, but wouldn't provide a specific amount. It's cuckoo.
That is cuckoo.
Stop it.
And I've never said that.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. Also terrible, Drake. So after beating the Beatles record for number of charted songs on the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10, he has 35. The Beatles... 34. So he decided, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rub it in with a tattoo. So he got all four members of the Beatles tattooed on his arm, doing that little walk across the road. We talked about this the other day, that big cover of the Abbey Road
It's the most famous one,
it's
probably.
It's the most famous one. People go and recreate it all the time. So he got that on his arm, but with him in the front, like leading the way for the Beatles. What a D-bag this
started
guy
from
is.
The bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Drake sounds good. I mean, how tacky and cocky.
I gotta tell you, I love it.
I've been thinking about it. He's and a dweeb.
Of course, it's ridiculous, but I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got too much dip on your chip.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to argue.
Guys, Missy Elliott, set to receive the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award at the 2019 MTV VMAs, and she's going to perform live for the first time on that show since 2003. She's a five-time Grammy winner, you guys. Sold over 30 million records. And earlier this year became the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
My takeaway is that there's still a VMAs.
That's my thought,
there too. Is still a VMAs, but you know what? I'm watching it if Missy Elliott's performing.
Her music videos are some... I don't think she ever had a clunker. They're always good.
Amazing.
Hype Williams stuff. It's all really great.
Love her. Did you hear about this Bebe Rexha story?
Oh, I hate this.
I did not.
So she's hitting back after she says that a male music executive told her she was getting too old to be sexy. So she did what most of us do when a man tells us we're too old to be sexy. We post a mirror selfie wearing nothing but a black bra and panties. Along with the message about ageism and sexism in the industry, she wrote, I recently had a male music executive tell me that I was getting too old and my brand was confusing because I'm a songwriter and I post sexy pics on Instagram. And that's not what female songwriters are supposed to do, especially for my age. I'm 29.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Right?
29, yes. Too old to be sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this
a bunch
is,
of...
from Brian Epstein, Return? Is that his name?
Who?
Jeffrey Epstein. Right. Oh, sounds like something Jeffrey Epstein would say.
Someone pretending he doesn't know the name of a pedophile. I've heard that before. what's his name?
Guy
out of the house a couple times.
I got confused because Brian Epstein was the Beatles manager. We were just talking about him. But Jeffrey Epstein, that sounds like something he would say, some awful thing that he would say. But this is actually somebody in the music business.
Yeah. She didn't name the person, but I say do it. Why not?
Yeah.
But a slew of celebrities came to her defense. Rita Ora, the Chainsmokers, and your girl Taylor Swift, who wrote, drag them, 29-year-olds unite. Right, T-Swizzle?
Okay. I gotta tell you, I'm on her side on this one.
Absolutely. And then I read this about Taylor Swift, and I thought, God damn it. She sent a Canadian fam named Aisha $6,000 to pay off her college tuition debt. She had posted on her Tumblr that she was struggling to pay for tuition for the semester. Taylor saw the post. In it, she explained both her parents work minimum wage jobs, her mom struggles from chronic kidney disease, and the family loans are not enough to help her out with college tuition and rent for the upcoming semester. Then she opened up her little email there on Tumblr, and $6,000 from Taylor Swift to make her life a little bit easier. That's incredible, you guys.
I think one of the fun things about being worth hundreds of millions of dollars mm-hmm. is to be able to do stuff like that randomly and just
Absolutely.
Surprise people. And I know she does that a lot, but that's a great use of your money.
And a lot of this stuff goes unnoticed. Had this woman not posted then on Instagram, people wouldn't know about this.
No. Right.
Just doing it out of the kindness of her heart, which is a lovely thing. So she's not horrible today.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right. Today, yeah. Some birthdays for you. John Slattery, DeMarcus Cousins, and Sebastian Stan.
We hear you when you tweet at us and email us and call the Afro line asking us, begging us to not have Mama Mugs on. We hear you. We understand that you think she's a curse. Mm-hmm.
But the number of people who are excited about it is way greater.
But what I'm telling you is when the Dodgers have the most runs in the National League, they allow the fewest runs in baseball, they have the best defense in baseball, when they're ahead by, 18 and a half in front of the Diamondbacks right now?
Yeah.
I mean, MLB.com says if you are under 70, this is the best Dodger team you have ever seen. Okay? That's why when she's still complaining, we have to find out why. It's time to talk to Beer Mug's mom.
Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, she's one badass too. Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, Mama, Mama, Mama Mugs, she hates
it's the Dodger Blue. It's time for Mama Mugs. Give me some Mama Mugs.
L'chaim! Hey, Mama Mugs. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. Missed you guys.
You too. We have not spoken with you since Dodgers opening day, only because our listeners have insisted that we not speak with you. But here we are. How you been?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, good. She's doing good so far.
All right.
I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. My Dodgers are okay. Not great.
Whoa.
They're literally great.
They're maybe the best Dodger team ever, Mama Mugs.
But can they win the World Series?
Of course that's the question. Of course that's the question. But all you can do at this point in the season is celebrate the way it's going.
Yeah, the way it's going is okay.
Okay. All right.
Their relief pitching is awful. Even their closer is inconsistent. So we have things to be concerned about for the postseason.
Look, everybody would like every player to be operating at the top of his game, and that is not always the case. You're right. Their hitters are going through the roof. The defense couldn't be any better. Their starting pitching is great. They have had some problems with bullpen. You are not wrong about that, but they're still in the upper third of Major League Baseball with their bullpen.
Yes, but now we worry about how can they take their relief pitching into the postseason. That's my biggest worry. And their starting pitcher, they have holes. Hill is on the IL,
right.
and they fit in rookies, and it's been a little inconsistent, the starting pitching.
But you have to admit, though, that this team, they have so many stars on this team now whose names we didn't even know at the beginning of the season. It seems like almost anyone they put in a Dodger uniform is going to produce somehow. It's been a miracle to see how many rookies have been amazing so far.
Yeah, I'm going in next week. They have so many rookies.
Wow.
See, I mean, what is it? Mama Muggs, are you afraid of the Yankees and Astros? I mean, is that who your main thing is?
Okay. Yes. The Yankees just matched the Dodgers in wins at 79 mm-hmm. yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the Dodgers have 79 wins. And Astros are off the chart. They're at 77.
I mean, it must be kind of nice not to be worrying about the Red Sox.
Yes, that's true.
So that's good. Look at the positive. Uh-huh.
Do you still turn off the game if the Dodgers get behind by one run?
No.
Well, cool. Hold on, Mom. We were watching the game the other day, and the Dodgers in the second inning went down two runs, and you said, I can't. I'm having a bigger problem with this, Mom, nowadays, because, look, I love spending quality time with you, and part of that, I mean, you're the reason I'm a baseball and Dodger fan. And I can't.
By the way, Mama Muggs is not a Dodger fan. I just want to put that out there.
She's a Dodger. She watches the Dodgers.
Yes, and hates. Right. Yeah. But I, how many of the walk-offs this year, how many of the 10 walk-offs have you actually seen this year?
A few. I have seen them.
Highlights, live.
On SportsCenter.
Right, not live. Exactly.
And is it that it stresses you out, Mama Muggs, or is it just like you're disgusted?
A little of both. I'm disgusted and upset, and I don't like to see them lose.
I don't care if they
win every other game. I'm their fan. And when they lose, I don't like it.
Right.
Well, no one likes it.
Does.
Right. When they lose, but every single team in every sport has trouble and they get behind. And this team comes back in an amazing way. But still, even if they lose, they're still your team, no?
Yes, but you can't convince me that they shouldn't win every game.
Okay, that's just impractical. No one goes 162-0. But look, like the last 10 games, they are 8-2. That's about as good as anyone can do.
Yes, they are 8-2, and their percentage is .658. And so is Houston.
Oh, man. Okay.
658 is the team's highest rate since 1953 Brooklyn Club.
Yeah. Muggs, when you were a kid, like, if you did something good, was it like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's always like, oh, that was good, but you could do better. Or, yeah. Oh, why can't you be as smart as that kid in the class?
Well, I mean, right. We're all asking that.
Hey, how dare you? How dare you?
Okay, look, we're almost out of time, Mama Muggs.
Listen to that diabolical laugh.
Is there no way for you to enjoy this magical season?
I look forward to it every day. Every okay. day, I can't wait till 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whenever they're on.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you're having a ball.
I arrange my day around the Dodger game, but when they're in trouble, I don't like it.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I can't be convinced otherwise. I can't accept the loss.
Right. Yep. We're not trying, but we're just saying no team in any sport is ever perfect.
I know that.
Okay.
I know that, but it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts me, so I go away sometimes and not watch it.
Well, okay. I mean, it's working. Sometimes. It's working so far.
Keep doing what you're doing.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Honestly, it makes Muggs mad, and that makes us happy. So.
All right, Mama Muggs, we love you. Go Dodgers. I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the World Series.
Calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, she hates the Dodger blue.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Allie.
Oh, my God.
Allie, are you going to be okay?
No.
Do you need a moment?
I am so excited, and I'm well aware this will interest not a lot of people, mm-hmm. but you should be excited.
Okay.
Because this is huge. You guys eat nuts? Not that. Mr. Bungle is getting back together. They're going to be performing The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny. They haven't performed live, you guys, in over 20 years.
Is this what's happening?
They're going to be... Mr. Bungle!
Really?
Really.
Honestly, did you guys not love Mr. Bungle?
Really?
Not really.
Really?
Do you care?
When Faith No More came out, I was like, it's no Mr. Bungle, but really? Still cool to have you, my Patton. What, are you serious right now?
I didn't hate, just didn't love.
Is that so?
No. Do you have chicken fingers?
I needed a chicken fingers in there.
You guys... Original Mr. Bungle members Trevor, Mike, and Trey are going to be joined by Scott Ian from Anthrax, Dave Lombardo from Dead Cross Slayer Suicidal Tendencies, February 7th at the Fonda Theater here in L.A. Holy crap, you guys. Mr. Bungle!
Women.
How are you guys not pumped?
Sounds like you're horny.
I'm hoping for an Ugly Kid Joe reunion next, or Green Jelly.
Okay. I just...
I love your enthusiasm, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Sit on tag, little boat.
I hate you all. Also performing up in San Francisco on February 8th and the 10th in New York City. I mean, we get them first at the Fonda. February
1-800-5800 Tom.
No.
Telephone number.
Nope, not the telephone number.
This is huge, you guys.
You're damn straight about that.
All right. Look up Mr. Bungle.
The big apparently. Mouth broad calling in here and then running away.
No, I'm not running from anything. Only place I'm running is the Fonda Theater on February 7th.
Well, that was just me dribbling out a little bit of I had to drain some fluids from my boils.
Oh my
very
God.
Very concerning.
What's happening? You're not fooling anybody.
All right. That's weird.
If you're on radio, the end is near.
Okay. So earlier.
You just asked me that question. Do you listen?
I had told you about Whitney Cummings back in April.
Oh, yeah, baby. Taking it out Kobe style.
All right. In April, she did an Instagram story, realized, oh, shoot, a little bit of my nipple is showing in that Instagram story. She deleted it.
Bean had a picture just like that.
He did, mm-hmm. from New Orleans, yeah. of himself. Mm-hmm. However... People screenshot the picture and have decided that they were going to extort her. So
my nipples are so hard.
They were sending her, hey, how much is this worth to you? Yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. And she said, listen, I'll post it right now.
You have no control over me whatsoever.
Love that.
So she posted the picture last night, and it started a hashtag, which was just lovely, of I Stand With Whitney.
Nice rack.
Until I started scrolling, and I kept scrolling past what I thought was, like, some sort of elephant that had been hurt. And then I read the tweet from Bert Kreischer, and he wrote, hashtag I Stand With Whitney. Hey, Whitney Cummings, I hate what those dorks tried to do to you. Here's an embarrassing picture of my testicle after I fell on a water slide.
Oh, no.
And it had the accompanying picture.
It certainly, I thought it was like a weird, like, I was only seeing part of the picture.
Like an elephant?
I thought it was like a wrinkly elephant. It's just, listen, so she retweeted it and wrote, this is what a true friend looks like. So Bert Kreischer showed his balls to the world. If you want to check it out, it's on his Twitter as well as Whitney's. And I mean, I Stand With Whitney. What a beautiful, beautiful thing to post in solidarity. I don't know what's happening in the picture, but it doesn't look okay. Mm-hmm. I hope he got it checked out. Something's not right with Bill Kreischer's balls.
Any word on Bert's?
What about Bert's balls?
Did I say Whitney's balls?
No, you said Bill's.
Who's Bill? That's actually what I call his left one. Bill.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
I said Bill?
Yeah.
That's real weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, just we tease, but it was awful that somebody tried to do that to Whitney Cummings.
Absolutely.
Completely unacceptable. And I wish she had named the people that were trying to blackmail her, because that's against the law and they're in the wrong.
Well, we might get names, because she said, now I'm getting threatened with, quote, we have access to your iCloud. I'll be honest, I stand by most of my nudes. Frankly, I'm way more embarrassed by all the inspirational quotes I've screen grabbed. So who knows if it'll get to that, but just a horrible situation.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
And see, even your testicles are failures.
I mean, what is wrong with Bert's balls, I think?
That's a better question.
What's wrong with Bill's balls?
Well, that again, that's what I call his left one. Bill.
Bean, touch my peen.
Just in time for back-to-school shopping, Nike officially announced its entry into the subscription service market. Mm. They launched a sneaker club for kids called Nike Adventure Club. The new program is designed to make shopping easier for parents who struggle to keep up with their quickly growing children's shoe needs. So they sign up for different services, $20 a month. They're going to ship out new shoes every 90 days. $30 a month, you're going to get 6 pairs a year. $50 a month, kids will get new shoes every month. Does that interest you, Jensen, as a shoe head?
Well, no.
12 pair for $50?
I mean,
A month.
You're paying 50 per, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I don't get to choose the shoe for my boy. Right? It just comes in a package.
Oh, no. I think you get to choose them.
I thought it was just like a subscription box, like the way that you join a club and then they show up at your house and...
But they send whatever they want to send.
Yeah. That was the feeling I got.
It says, instead of taking kids to the store and trying on pair after pair to try and find something the kid likes, the new Nike Adventure Club will instead ship anywhere from 4 pairs to a dozen pairs of shoes per year, depending on which subscription
It's
just willy-nilly shoes?
Well, that's a big trend in menswear, is like you join like the men's club or whatever it is, and then they send you an outfit. And you can return it, mm-hmm. like, you know, Columbia House style or whatever. You can return it and say, I don't like this outfit. But they basically take the chore of shopping away from you. They go, you know,
you don't want to do it? Here you go.
Here, I'm just going to give you. Yeah, it's like having a personal stylist.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe you could pick shoes that you like.
I know, that's what
I'm
saying.
Be part of the subscription.
That's why Adler's not going to be part of it.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think Adler at 2 months old is going to be very picky about the sneakers he wears.
You should see his collection.
Adler is such a dick about things.
Yeah, he's like real Jordans or nothing. Don't see anything else.
Oh my God. Cheers.
That's Adler.
He's already rapping.
Shoes.
Interesting. Yeah. And then they talk in this article about how much your feet grow over time. Good God, little baby feet are growing.
Yeah.
We don't have the same size shoes as we had as babies. Is that weird to anybody?
Blowing my mind this morning.
No. It's really crazy. This is the most bizarre study I have ever read. When you go on vacation, what's the most important thing to you when you go on vacation?
You mean why do I go on vacation? What am I hoping to get out of it?
Yeah, or what do you have there? Like, do you want good weather? Do you want...
Drugs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good.
That's one answer.
I want to be relaxed. I want as mm-hmm. much free time as I can get.
Well, you can't do that without internet.
I'm sorry? Oh, true.
Americans would rather endure such vacation fails as lost luggage or food poisoning rather than go without internet. They're saying in this study that having the internet while they were on vacation was more important than booking a place that had air conditioning or laundry.
That's
as long
crazy.
As it had Wi-Fi, people mm-hmm. were like, I can deal with it. They'd rather have Wi-Fi than good weather.
Well, you don't want to be without Wi-Fi.
That's crazy.
That's insane. You're on vacation.
Yeah, but you got to be connected.
But the world doesn't stop just because you're on vacation. What if I miss something?
Like, what would you... Oh, like Mr. Bungle? Like when you found out Mr. Bungle would be reuniting?
No, what if I miss something important?
Like... Mr. Bungle reuniting, playing the Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny.
I think I get this.
You guys at the Fonda Theater, you February 7th.
You would give up air conditioning. It'd be hot and you would give up air conditioning just to have the internet.
I think I would.
Wow.
I do. I think I would.
I would give up good weather, the internet, any good food. Or a good time, as long as there was AC.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And one of my kids.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. AC on vacation is pretty high.
Yeah, I do not want to sweat.
Nope.
Yeah. Gross.
But, I mean, I assume you're going on vacation not to be in your room. You're mostly going to be doing stuff outside.
So why do you need Wi-Fi, you wanker?
It's good point.
Thank you. Not sure if I mentioned Mr. Bungle.
You did.
Reuniting.
You
did, yeah.
Covered it, yeah.
All things sweaty. I'm not eating it. They haven't played in close to 20 years, you guys. And this will be the first time that these songs have been played live in over 30 years.
I hate it.
I feel like there's someone out there that understands.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, besides Matt Fowler and Mike Catherwood, they get it. But Mr. Bungle, right?
Right.
Oh, it's huge. Some birthdays for you. DeMarcus Cousins, John Slattery, and Sebastian Stan. Know what I'm a stan of? Mr. Bungle.
Here it is.
February 7th at the Fonda Theater. Wow! Yes! That's what's happening.
Love the passion.
Big mouth!
A 5 p.m. commercial free hour with Stryker and Klein. It's happening thanks to our random act of help. Put us in the SoCal helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. Bean makes his guests. Jensen's hot take. He's got another new one for us.
Back in this.
No. Adam Carolla on the program and more passes for Kevin's party bus to Vegas. It's our latest singles party.